guards, no masters, only helpful advice.
It's Red Dead Redemption with Auckland Union Representative Justine Sachs.
Morena, Justine.
Morena, Rachel. How are you?
I'm well. How are you?
I'm good, thanks.
I am glad to hear that. We're going to dive straight into it with some COVID union questions for you. Someone has said, hey Justine, my work was closed last Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday for lockdown, so I didn't work and I didn't get paid even though I was rostered on. I don't think my work is applying for the support payment. Are they allowed to do this?
So the wage, I'm not sure if you're talking about the wage subsidy, but technically we've been told that the wage subsidy only kicks in after a 72-hour long lockdown. So I'm not sure. So anyone who wasn't paid for that short lockdown, we're not eligible for the wage subsidy. But there is COVID leave entitlements, and you know, like to pay if people need to get tested. So the government's really stipulated that people should get paid if they need to get tested. The other thing is your work shouldn't have not paid you. They should have talked to you about it. They should have made a plan for you to use, you know, some entitlements, maybe your sick leave or your annual leave. So it's definitely bad practice, but I do want to clarify that unfortunately the government said for like a less than 72-hour lockdown, there's no wage subsidy, unfortunately.
I think they have rolled out a plan now that's like I'm not sure the actual wording, it is like a support payment kind of scheme where after a week of any sort of level change, there should be some sort of way that your employer can look at support if it's needed. So if your boss is maybe not applying for the support payment because they don't think they're eligible, it is worth maybe just touching base with them to see if there is some support that they're just not aware of as well.
Yeah, I mean, that honestly could be the case. I haven't looked into it in a week, so you might be more onto it than me, actually, Rachel, because that was the last time I looked at it. It was that it was a bit of a grey area, to be honest.
Yeah, it's definitely worth checking in. But you make a really good point as well, Justine. There should be a lot of different ways in which your employer can support you across a period where you're not technically at work for COVID reasons. So.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Someone said I'm being made redundant at work for financial reasons. Can they do that? What are my rights? Someone said I should ask to see their financial statements. And can I negotiate my redundancy pay? There's nothing in my contract about a redundancy payment. So it's a big one.
Yeah, this is a big one. So redundancy has to have a legitimate business reason. So that, I would think, means that you are justified in asking to see the financial statements because that gives you an idea if there is a legitimate business reason. Mm-hmm. I would want to see their redundancy policy, even if there isn't anything in your employment agreement. So I would ask to see that as well. Unfortunately, because there's nothing in your agreement, there's no real, you know, the only redundancy pay would be a payout of your leave entitlements. Like you would get if you resigned, mm-hmm. but I it's still worth negotiating for sure. So just because it's not in your contract, because you know, like some contracts will have a stipulation that there's a redundancy package, and that might be 3 months of pay. If there's nothing in your contract, you know, that's not, the employer isn't you know, mandated to do that. But it's still definitely worth negotiating. And I would ask to see their redundancy policy, and I would definitely also ask to see their financial statements because, as I said, they have to have a legitimate business reason to explore redundancy. And if there isn't, you certainly, you know, have a case there.
Someone's asked, I was meant to be rostered onto the bar I work at next week, but because of level two, my work's anticipating it won't be as busy. So they said I don't need to come in on Monday. So I'm assuming that's for today. Can they change the roster at this short notice? And then they've also put a follow-up question. Does my boss have the right to send me home from work if it's quiet?
These are really good questions. So the employer has to give a reasonable notice if they're going to cancel your shift. So if you're a casual, your employer can't, you know, at the very last minute while you're on your way to work, cancel your shift. The last time I checked, it was around 48 to 24 hours. Again, this is a little bit of a grey area. I would expect at least 48 hours notice before cancelling a shift. And in terms of whether your boss has the right to send you home from work if it's quiet, I guess so, if they still have to pay you.
Yeah.
is the answer to that. And the other thing to keep in mind is if you have set hours in your contract, your boss can absolutely not cancel a shift without paying you. So, you know, just be aware of what's in your contract. And if you always work a certain amount of hours and, you know, you've always worked, say, 20 hours a week for 2 years and suddenly your boss is like, I need to cancel your shift, then I would really recommend talking to someone about that, because you've worked that shift consistently for such a long time that in the law it might actually come that those are your actual set hours, even if they're not in the contract, if you can prove that you've always worked those hours, if that makes sense.
So if someone's kind of if someone's coming up against this problem at work, I know this is something often people in the hospitality industry or in retail have as an ongoing issue, should they be talking to their union representative? Because it can be quite a hard thing to bring up with your boss, maybe.
Yeah, I think this is exactly the kind of thing that all people should tackle with their unions and together as well, because, you know, as you said, Rachel, it's something that comes up a lot in hospitality and retail, and it's not just you who's, you know, going through it. So, and if you, you know, it, yeah, so I always say, yes, talk to your union rep, but also talk to your coworkers, because they might also have had a gutful of this as well. And the only way we're going to change these kind of norms, like everybody knows this is the norm in hospitality and retail, is if everyone says, no, actually, it's not acceptable. And it really isn't.
No, it isn't. We've got one last question, which is an exciting question. Someone said, what are my rights with strikes at work? We're wanting to organise one, and we're not clear on the rules.
Okay, so I have to give a disclaimer before I answer this question. So the right to strike is very limited in New Zealand law, and that's because, you know, capitalists are the ones writing the law. But anyways, I digress. So please be careful, is all I'm saying. You can be penalised for taking a legal strike action, and so can a union, and so that's often the reason why unions are very, very careful to make sure that they're always meeting their legal obligations. So some of the reasons you can go on strike in New Zealand is during a bargaining, so when you're bargaining for a new contract and you can't agree, you can take strike action. And the other time you might be able to take strike action is for health and safety reasons. It's not necessarily called a strike, but it's called ceasing unsafe work. That very rarely happens, but there is some allowance for that in health and safety law.
Right.
So, I would want to talk to these people, these cool people. I mean, that's awesome. I love it. But I just want you to be careful, because as I said, that the right to strike is limited, and there's a reason for that. And I just keep yourself safe. And if there's a health and safety, if it's a health and safety reason, have a look at the health and safety law, or even talk to the community law centre or your union rep. They should really be helping you. If you are a unionised workplace, but yeah, have a look at that and the reasons you can stop unsafe work if that's what's happening there.
All right, solidarity.
Yeah, absolutely.
Hey, thank you very much, Justine. Always an absolute pleasure. Have a lovely rest of your Monday, and we'll talk to you again next week.
You too. Have a great week.
Ka kite. See ya.
Yeah, take that, the man.
Red Dead Redemption with Auckland Union representative Justine Sachs.